is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart, with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
I got a little ice cream buzz going on here, yeah, Kippy.
Can't wait for the next 12 minutes when you crash on a sugar
That's why I wanted to get a coffee. But
I'm a green tea kind of guy. I do it natural. You know what I mean? All natural.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's all fucking sugar and shit.
Green tea?
Yeah.
No.
It's all added flavoring. And
no, this is fresh.
Yeah, you're all jacked up on yellow number 5. That's what you're on.
And 6. That's why my wee-wee doesn't work.
Hey, yellow number 6 will get you. Folks, welcome back to the Hard Feelings Podcast. We got a hot pod. Hot pod. Look out. I am your host, H. Foley. Sitting across from me is my lovely assistant, Kevin James Ryan.
Also the co-host. Don't listen to that fuck.
In the room.
Hey, everybody. Kevin James Ryan here. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it.
In the room. He's about to leave right now. He's sneaking out the door. Our programming director and producer, Mr. Signor Carmine Spaghetti.
Ah, buongiorno.
Grazie, grazie.
Arrivederci.
Who just leaked some serious information to Uncle Hank. Took me a back way back to the studio here on the 17th floor at 2 Penn Plaza.
2PP!
Right above the garden.
Yeah.
There is quite an array of vending machines. Ice cream vending machines.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Not the Dippin' Dots either, loser. All right?
Real. Who does Dippin' Dots? I'm a fucking adult. I'm not going and buying ice cream. I'm a grown man.
Well, you're missing out on the fun things of life.
No, I'm having fun. You're just walking around a professional building eating an ice cream cone like you're a fucking 6-year-old at a ball game.
I'm the talent. Get what are you talking about?
Yeah, even more of a reason to keep your fucking guard
up. Nobody keep my guard up. Yeah. I'm supposed to be a wacky, loony guy. I'm a comedian.
You're not supposed to be fat guy walking around eating. That's embarrassing.
How's that embarrassing?
Embarrassing.
I guarantee you can bring all the suits in here. Everybody enjoys a nice ice cream.
They don't even know you exist.
Right here.
I'm on the contract, fatso.
At the original podcast network, old OG podcast network, you're listening to the Hard Feelings.
Let me tell you, the first quarter employee reviews are in, and it ain't looking good for you.
There's an event going on at the...
yeah, one of the Baldwins is out there. I walked in, I'm like, is that a better looking Foley? What's up?
It's just Danny taking
it easy. Yeah, dude, I'm like, it's just so funny to see... I mean, I don't want to shit on anybody here, but it's so funny to see like somebody semi-grasping for the straws of fame on the back end of his career, if there was one. I don't know what brother it was.
I think that's unfair to say, and I would never talk about that about another employee of the OG Podcast Network.
I don't think he's employed by the OG Podcast Network.
He had a badge on. He had a laminate.
But, he was like, hey, can somebody do something? I was like, hey, chill out, will you? He's like looking for somebody to handle
him.
But he was like carrying his own suit in a thing. I'm like, you're a Baldwin. Somebody carry the bags. You know what I mean? Walking around fucking doing some sort of something. I'm gassed today.
Oh, guys, thanks for tuning into the Hard Feelings Podcast. Thank you for everybody sharing the podcast and listening the past few
weeks. And the reviews are coming in still on iTunes. We appreciate that. The 5-star reviews are rolling in.
Coming in hot, man. It's all coming together.
It's great. The numbers are great. The response is great. I'm fucking thrilled. I couldn't be happier. This ship is on the upward motion, and everybody get on board, you know?
I want to open this up with...
some hard feelings?
Oh, I was holding it. Kevin and I met yesterday to work on a project that we're working on yesterday, and I held in a story for the Hard Feelings Podcast. I wanted to dish it out
yesterday. Tweet the deets, baby.
Well, first, I just want to say that I noticed last week that we had one of our Twitter followers, one of their friends or followers tweeted out, I'm having bad anxiety, what do I do? And they said, you know, first thing you should listen to.
Well, that was a famous person that said that, so I don't know if they actually saw the response.
Oh, was a famous person?
I think so. They had like 15,000 followers.
It's pretty good.
Not bad. Throw a couple of followers our way, you know what I mean?
It's the Baldwin. Anyway, they said, you know, listen to the Hard Feelings Podcast.
Yeah, it's great. They like it, yeah.
I deal with anxiety. You deal with anxiety.
Friend.
You actually have some kind of weird fucking...
Who you been talking to?
your little snuff that you had yesterday.
take a couple of zips, straighten you up. You know what I mean?
What is that?
A little nose inhaler.
A little homeopathic
little
cocaine.
little toot toot. Chasing the dragon.
Yeah, you're sniffing it. Well, what is that?
What do you mean?
To ease your anxiety. Because that's the original Hard Feelings. Anxiety.
Oh, buddy.
You got it. We want it. Hard Feelings.
Overnight at the Two Penn Plaza, care of the loonies.
When I read that tweet, I actually thought about my, you know, issue with anxiety. And, you know, I've had anxiety since I was a little kid. But didn't realize that I had anxiety.
Yeah, me either. I was thinking about that today, actually.
I had that, and I've had acid reflux since I was fucking, like, 5 years old. I remember.
That ain't good.
How fat of a
Jesus
kid.
Christ.
How fat kid would eat acid reflux? I have, though. I
just... Ma, no more sausage.
My dum-dum's burning.
No. Your esophagus is like a garbage chute.
I remember having a panic attack when I was probably like 10 years old. And you know what I used to always...
Ran out of Oreos? Whew, that was close. No, baby, they're under the potato chips. Oh, my God. Thank you. Ma, don't ever do that again.
No, every time... When I'd go into movie theaters, I would have anxiety attacks.
I'm going to run out of treats.
I don't know why. But I remember specifically being...
Those things are scary one way in, one way out, from whom the bell tolls with that thing. No dice.
Heckin' mouse.
Those things are sketchy.
Mice running across your feet.
Oh, I had a scare. Me and two friends went to see Dunkirk.
Okay.
Previous podcasting co-hosts, okay. Derek Gaines and Andrew Chavon.
He who will not be mentioned.
Beep. Now return to the previous broadcast. Regular schedule broadcasting. But so we went in Dunkirk in Times Square, and you know, there's been some. I worry a lot about, you know, I don't know, attacks or something, you know what I mean? And plus, I was just high strung that day.
You're a huge pussy. We've established on this podcast.
Yeah, thanks everybody called me a pussy this week on social media via text. I don't know how you got my number, prank caller.
Well, I got something that...
All right, hold on. So,
no, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to let you know. You're not alone.
Okay. So, we were at Dunkirk, and it was 4D, which is like the chairs move and the psh, psh.
Wait, you went all the way to Dunkirk to see a movie?
Oh my God, you think that's going to pass as comedy?
Gazing!
At Two Penn Plaza?
Geographical comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Dunkirk is in England. It's actually in France, but go ahead.
Yeah, and you're in Hackville. So we're sitting there, and I'm just tense. And then this fucking guy, it was pick your own seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the way every movie theater
whatever.
Is.
But like you pick it on a screen like
reserve seating is what we call it.
No, you have to pick a seat.
That's reserve seating.
Well, whatever. I don't know, but you pick so you see what seats are filled and what aren't filled as you're buying your ticket at the counter.
Okay.
So you choose, like obviously you don't want to sit there, like, oh, this was packed over here, let me get a little wiggle room this way, you know what I mean? This guy comes in carrying a school bag. Like it's a bomb. Like it's out. It's like he's nervous of what's in the bag. And he comes walking. He walks right by our aisle. So I got my eye on this guy hardcore. And he sits down dead center between like two or three people. Like he sits in a cluster of people.
Okay.
And I'm like, why would just, there's 100 open seats.
Maximum casualties.
That's what I'm thinking. Dude, he's dead. And then I thought back. I started thinking. Now the crazy gears are going. And I'm looking, he's dead center row, dead center column, like in the middle of the theater, sitting in between like a family of four or something like that. Like he chose it. It was fucking goofy, but I was fucking, they don't do it for me. One way in, one way out, you're stuck. You know what I mean? I don't like those movie theaters. I don't know where that was going.
Nowhere. That's where it was going.
Yeah, whatever. You were fucking stonewalled me.
Just
give
like
me
Dunkirk.
Something.
I'm listening to you. I thought I was waiting
yes
for something
and,
to
you
happen.
Fat fuck. Whatever.
Yes and what?
I don't know.
Yes, and
say, oh, my God, that's crazy. I would go, oh, my God, play along. Give me something.
I'm a man. I wouldn't go crazy.
You have you have bleach blonde hair that you dyed, I think, again.
No.
For the second time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You dyed your hair. You're 42. You dyed your hair, and you're just eating a fucking ice cream cone. You're a man?
That's right. I'm a man.
You're wearing a hamburger T-shirt.
I want it.
A hamburger eating contest.
Anyway.
Whatever. Go. Get into your hard feelings. You just fucking frustrated me.
I'm sorry. The hard feelings is this, okay? So now, as a lot of people know, obviously, it was St. Patrick's Day weekend this weekend. It was on a Saturday. It was a beautiful weekend here in New York City. I had the night off. I didn't have any spots. I didn't have any shows. So me and my lady were going to do, you know, a nice brunch. We were going to run some errands. We were going to go to dinner. Have a nice day. Relax. And you know that, you know, physically, I'm...
Disgusting.
I don't feel well a lot. You know what I mean? Like I feel like the sugar that I had the night before.
Well, you know what will help that?
What?
Candy bars,
ice cream,
ice cream, whatever the fuck you're eating.
Anyway, asshole, I wake up Saturday morning. I feel fantastic. I just felt good. It was St. Patrick's
Day. Must have been the eight ball.
St. Patrick's Day has always been a big deal in our family, but it's not like a big deal like you and your good time buddies out drinking and fucking fingering chicks and whatever the fuck you guys do. It's like a solemn day. We have a nice dinner. We go to mass, all that kind of stuff. So I really like St. Patrick's.
Don't try to paint yourself better than me in this fucking picture.
In this story, I am.
Because your fucking potato-eating family went to mass one time.
Well, that's racist.
You fucking assholes. Anyway. Not like you and your buddies. We do it.
Like, I didn't do shit like that. I didn't fucking go out and drink green beer and take the Bolarney bus or whatever the fuck.
That was a good one.
Whatever you were on. Anyway, it's a beautiful day in New York. I wake up. It's around 11 o'clock. I go downstairs.
I'm so angry at you right now.
Have my
continue.
Morning smoke. Okay. All right.
Sure.
My attire, if you must know, is my Reef flip-flops.
Okay. The coolest.
Okay. My basketball shorts that I have.
Couple of cig holes in those.
And my Tokyo 76 sweatshirt.
The only thing that fits. I'm with you, buddy. I read you loud and clear.
Tokyo 76.
Tune in, Tokyo. Let's go.
So and my hair's all fucked up. You know what I mean? I just woke up and I went down to have my smoke. But I go downstairs. I'm in the front of my building. It's a beautiful day. People are out walking around. I'm having my smoke. I just feel great, man. I just feel fucking good.
Sure.
Now, Astoria is a very family-oriented neighborhood. Some of the families are pretty trashy.
Pretty trashy. That's why you move there. Feel at home.
There's a lot of trashy kids walking around.
Oh, right? Yeah. And popsicle stains on the lips and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of that. And there's a lot of kids everywhere. All different ethnicities. You know, everybody lives out in
It's like the goddamn UN out there.
That's right. The most diverse place in the world, Queens.
And fattest.
Since I moved in.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Fair enough. All right, take it easy. I'm standing out there having my smoke. Coming up the street are three girls.
Give me an age.
Probably, I would have to say probably between 7th and 8th grade.
What are they wearing? Just for painting picture purposes.
You know, one's tall, one's short. You know,
keep going,
you know,
keep
around,
going.
Around that age, you can't really tell. You know,
but you're looking.
No, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, you liar.
Hey, we'd have had
hey, a couple of years, she's got potential. I'm kidding, obviously.
So they're like goofing around and talking and they're loud. And all these kids, they run around in packs out there. Packs. They go to the pizza place. They're yelling. They're screaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm standing out there. I'm minding my own business. I'm feeling great. As they about to pass me, I hear one of them say to the other two something.
Oh, and that irks me.
And they start dying.
Oh, you know it's about you.
Oh, my.
Whether it's about your hammer toes that are exposed, your milky fucking calves that are well, there, that are for some reason have no hair on them.
That's what I think it was.
You call yourself a man. You're like a seal.
Here's the thing. So I hear them say, and they start dying.
Oh, God, I wish I was there.
But I'm in a great mood. They're kids. What am I going to do? So then they walk. They get past me. Like
bust out the phone, they snag a couple of picks.
But they get past me, and then one turns around, and they laugh a little bit more. And I go, what's that?
What are you going to do? Slap them around?
I didn't know what to do. I was so fucking...
You who is?
You and your cousins are all who is.
And Bridget, don't think I don't know it was you either.
So I swear to God, I go, what's that? She goes, shut up, fatso. And it murders these
of
kids.
Of course. Why wouldn't it murder?
They literally, they got like Slurpees and shit.
They're throwing them at you. Ah, you fat fuck. Look at his shoes.
What a pussy. I didn't know what to do. I was so fucking mad. I didn't know what to do. And my response when she said, shut up, fatso, was, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you go home and do some homework or something?
So I assume they were making fun of my white, fat legs. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's the only thing that could have been on your body, is your white, fat legs. That's what when people look at you, they go, oh, look at these fat legs over here.
I felt like they were looking at my legs when they were walking by.
Well, that's
by
probably
me.
What attracted their eyes, like moths to a fucking bug zapper.
Yeah.
Tractor beam. You can't miss. Those things are 2%.
I don't have good legs.
No,
well,
you
what
don't.
Do you do in that situation? Do you yell at kids?
I'd yell at a kid.
I mean, I would have fought them.
Give them a fair one. About to shoot the fade with these bitches. Fucking boss.
Come on, I think the three is on.
You get down in old school wrestling stance.
But it's like the gears. Like
teenagers have no respect. None. They're fucking.
And I get it. I'm fat. I'm disgusting.
Tell the listener what you look like.
I would probably maybe do the same thing if I saw. I wouldn't laugh in some guy's
face. You've never laughed at when you were a teenager. You and your fucking. fucking JV buddies, whatever the fuck you guys were on the way to Mahoney's house or whatever.
Kramer and Jackson.
Kramer and Jackson. They sound like kids that died in high school. I'll never forget Jackson. Oh, and God rest Kramer. Never made fun of somebody as you were, the three of you walking by, you saw something and you laughed or something, you know?
No, you want to hear a funny story from high school, though?
This is going to suck, but sure.
We were at lacrosse practice one day, and one of my buddies, his mom was
hot,
huge.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Huge.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, running like, you know, just a half a ton.
Half a ton?
Oh, dude.
You take a run at her?
So I think we were like freshmen or whatever, and like, you know, the coach didn't really know us that well or know our families yet. And
because you weren't playing.
We were only.
You guys were water boys.
We were all in a big huddle. Okay, like
jerking off.
That's how we did it back then.
Glaze yourself a donut.
Initiation, huh? Membership has its privileges.
Yeah, Dutch rudder.
Anyway, so she comes. She's coming to the game,
mm-hmm.
and like, you know, picture like, you know, a nice lacrosse field, and she's like walking along the sidelines, like far away, and like, you know, we're in there like goofing around, getting ready to do the, you know, like the, you know, all right, let's go, guys, and one of the assistant coaches looks up and sees her.
Oh my god!
He goes, "Holy shit! Look at that one!
That one!"
And fucking
like she just crossed the bow of the boat.
My buddy just pipes up again. He goes like, "Coach Lanzetta." That's my mom. And it was fucking
tight one. Coach Lanzetta, I can see. I know what he's wearing already. Coach Lanzetta has those short gray or navy blue shorts.
Those bike shorts.
The bike shorts? Yeah. Well, they were like baseball.
They were polyester.
Yeah, baseball pant material.
Yeah, I had a teacher that wore them every day, no matter whether it was winter or summer or nothing.
Yeah, and then like maybe.
Like a tight tucked in Izod.
What was with the tight, super tight white collared shirt? Like, why do you need a collar? Your fucking ball sack's hanging out. Fucking you.
Trying to keep it classy.
Meanwhile, your beanbag's on the floor. Fucking put it together, Mr. Hooper.
And you know what they wear underneath those? You don't wear underwear underneath.
Nothing.
Jock strap.
Yeah. I still don't even understand what those do. I gotta be honest with you. I don't know what the fuck a jock strap is. I think it's French.
Yeah, what is that?
Jock?
Why can't there be a... What's the difference?
What's a cup? Is there a cup in a jock strap?
You can put a cup in a jock strap.
But if not, it's just like a thumb.
Put a hand in there, too. Put a lot of things in there, I tell you that. A couple of ones. A 20 if
Hey, Mr. Hooper, get over here. Shake that little ass of yours.
Talk about hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Hey, where's that shuttlecock, huh?
Let's play dodgeballs, huh?
Oops, I lose.
Woo, I love it. but no, like...
Yeah, what was with this? Every gym teacher from 1952 told probably... I mean, you can't wear that anymore.
No. Yeah. No.
We had one old school gym teacher, like left over from the 70s. Mr. Something. I've been hitting a lot of somethings recently.
Because you just stay.
I'm fried, dude. Guy. I'm sick all this
You're
fucking
a setup
week.
Man. Driving home. You do a bunt, get on base, then the kid comes in. A good news.
Yeah, right. You take one to the head, and the whole team walks.
Fully struck out.
You're that guy that just leans into the plate, takes one to the noggin.
Foley, stand on the plate.
Foley, we need someone on second. All right, I got you.
No helmet.
Just taking 384 career fucking fastballs to the noggin.
Best on base percentage in the
world. Ah, shit! I'll be all right. Walk it off.
All right, what about your... pedophile gym teacher.
I don't know, but he was also the health teacher, which was always goofy.
The gym teacher was always
yeah,
the health
they're not
teacher.
Certified
no,
to do that.
Nothing. I tell you what, I remember when we saw our, we had our health video junior year where they showed like how to do a breast exam and how to like test your testicles.
How did your, never mind.
How did my what?
Nothing.
How did my breast exam come out?
I waited too long.
Got caught looking.
I did. I looked down. I was like, how do I phrase this?
Check swing that real quick. Anyway, I remember the model or the actor that was in the video for the test.
Was your mom? Now, what you want to do, Henry, is grab your wiener with two fingers.
No, it was a guy. It was a guy in the shower.
Ron Jeremy?
He pulls back the curtain.
Got a unit on him?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No Millimeter Peter guys volunteering to fucking hang dunger.
Yeah. Woo. I went to 6 to midnight real quick. Hey, Tate, let's hit the lights. Play that back real slow.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Anyway, the point is I didn't know... Like, I didn't know, like, I don't want to, I don't give a shit, but I don't want to, I can obviously take being made fun of, but something about it just pissed me off, but I don't want to be the guy yelling at fucking kids.
Yeah, you
kind
of got, I mean.
Because dude, because if that escalates, it's going to get physical.
Yeah.
And I'm going to jail.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Of course. I had something similar.
Don't punch a kid.
No, you won't, you
what?
Fucking pussy.
I would have knocked these broads out.
I had an incident outside of.
He would have beat my ass.
Yeah. Couple of Puerto Rican chicks from Astoria.
No, I think they were like, you know, they're just regular. Not that Puerto Rican's not regular. You're really backing me into a corner here.
No, you're doing that to yourself because you're a pandering pussy.
They were nice girls.
Couple of knives on
I don't
them.
Know what they were.
What skin tone were they? Just paint the picture.
In Queens, it's hard to tell.
I mean, were they tan? Were they white?
Some of them, two of them were, you know. They got like that Eastern European. They could have been Greek. They could have been. Who the fuck
what
knows
do they tell you? What do they tell you? If you talk, they're going to kill you? Why are you fucking so worried? Jesus Christ. Whatever.
They were trashy Queens kids. There's one kind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Out there, those kids are fucking.
Yeah. Backpacks on the weekends, yeah. Fucking oversized Slurpees and fucking like sharing a
Snapchat
piece of pizza.
Filters or something. Yeah. They got it all going on out there.
How about Snapchat fucking Rihanna putting the old kibosh on them?
What happened?
Snapchat, I guess it was a sponsored Snapchat, but they did, would you rather slap Rihanna or kick Chris Brown or something really
okay.
offensive.
Okay.
And then she took to Twitter a couple days later, the next day, whatever, I don't know the exact story, and was like, yo, everybody delete Snapchat. 60 million followers. They said that one tweet cost Snapchat like $60 million.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's fucking action.
Thanks. That was our Silicon Valley portion of the show.
Tech update with H. Foley. But here's the thing.
He still has a flip phone.
It was like those minutes, those seconds of as they pass me, it's like, well, you know, like you're getting angry. Like, what the? Like,
well, the first instinct is shock. You're like, is this motherfucker? Are they really doing? Oh, my. Like,
I know. There was no. I mean, we make fun of each other all the time. I can take laughing at me.
Sure. That's what I'm not saying it's that. I'm saying it's the shock of like now these three girls are just blatantly calling you a fat piece of shit, which you are. I repeat for the record, you are a large, obese human. But that's not their right.
My girl
says
I'm not that fat from behind. Like, it's just my belly. Is that true or she'd being nice?
You're not that fat from behind what, a wall? You're huge in any way I've ever seen you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't look like a normal human. You can definitely tell I'm a fat person.
Am I on crazy pills right now? Yeah, I can tell you're a fat person.
And what do you
could be?
What do you think I look like?
You
to
could
these
be
kids?
In Asia, and I can tell you were a fat person.
What do you think I look like to the? Like they don't. Like I look like a fat old man to them.
Not look like a fat old man. You are a fat old man to them.
I like how you're trying to be sensitive.
I'm trying, but this is so insane that you're making me answer this. It's just crazy that you're like, hey, my girlfriend says I'm not fat. Oh, really? The one person who can find themselves to get naked and lay with you is trying to be polite and not hurt your feelings?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
So I didn't know whether to lose it or not. So I tried to come back at them. But she just crushed me.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
And I remember as the words were coming
out. You should have acted like, no, ¿cómo está?
As the words were coming out of my mouth, I knew I shouldn't say anything. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. I mean, but
I didn't think she was going to say something.
She's
going to
go home and get her fucking 34-year-old dad who's going to come back and tune you up.
She didn't need it. She fucking shut me up. Fucking.
That's what I'm saying. If you do run your yap. Those three trashy, for every trashy Queens kid, there's a trashy Queens dad floating around. Fucking in a cutoff, a couple of Noop 100s.
Who said that?
Yeah.
You went that way, sir. Yeah. Well,
I tried it. I ran after him, but I couldn't catch him because I'm a fat fuck. I'll see you later.
Lovely girls, by the way. Lovely girls. Must be very proud.
Yeah. I had one time outside of a show, I was hanging at the bar, and these like three drunk chicks walked up, and they were like, "Oh, do you know where the bar is?" And like they like described the bar. It was in front of Niagara, and they're like, "Oh, do you know where the new bar is?" And they just changed the bar next door. It like changed, I don't know, ownerships or name or something. So I'm like, "Oh,
I got you."
Yeah, I'm like that one right there. So they walk over there. And then, like, 30 seconds, they're back in front of me. They're like, "Oh, no, that's not it." And I'm like, "I think there's one in the back, too. I don't know, you know." I'm like, "There's a bar
back
there.
Yeah, fucking beat it, lady."
Yeah, I'm just standing there. It's
people in their fucking directions. Yeah. And then if you... Go ahead.
No, go.
No.
So I go, "Oh, there's that one right there." And they're like, "Where?" And I'm like, "There's a heart. Don't you see the heart? That's it." And they're like, "Oh, my God, that's it. They said there was a heart." And she went to touch my face, like, grab, like, my cheeks, like, "Oh, you're the best." You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And I, like, fucking, I fucking...
No physical contact.
You're just this random fucking drunk chick. You're going to grab... I don't know. You know what I mean? You're not fucking touching me.
They were high school chicks?
No, like, I don't know. 25. They were hot. Muy caliente. So like she went to reach my face and I just like pulled back. Like she's like, "Ah, I just want to say thank you." I'm like, "Yeah, no, it's fine." And then she like
Seinfeld and Kesha? What's going on here?
Fucking touch my face. I don't know where the fuck you're just got done jerking off a guy named Trevor or something. I don't want that on my face. So did you. So I'm like, fuck. So it's just a stranger. You're just going to let a drunk stranger who's screaming grab your face? Like, you're going to do that?
Unfortunately, I have, but it's neither here nor there. I understand your situation.
Yeah, I didn't like run away. I just like pulled my head back. Like, "All right, it's fine. Like, just chill."
Was she a dick about it?
Hold on. So she's like, she was just so drunk. She's like, "I just wanted to, like, you know, just, you know, oh, come here." And I'm like, "Nah, yeah, yeah." And like, I got my hand up, just like, "Hey, no, we're all right." And her friend's going, "What the fuck is your problem?"
Yeah, we are a couple of pussies.
Yeah, no, she's like, "What's your fuck?" She's trying to be nice. Just let her be nice. And I'm like, "Yo," I'm like, "No, fuck." She can be nice without fucking touching me. You know what I mean? I'm like, "Fuck out of here."
For the goods, huh?
So then some other girl sees, there's a third girl who's sober, and she sees this, like, this poor fucking guy, like these two women. But it's just like this, you know, I don't want to say, privilege or anything, but like,
it's privilege.
But if the roles were reversed and I was just like, me and you were screaming at some drunk hot chick, some sober hot chick, like, "Oh, let me touch your face, sweetie, let me touch your face,"
I'd be
in handcuffs.
Yeah,
and then I started to get like, you know, not defensive, but just like,
"What was she coming at you with?"
Yeah,
you
they were. And her other friends, she's still trying to reach at my face. The other girl's still like now screaming, lecturing me that I should let her touch my
your
face.
Your head was the door. It doesn't open.
Turning my nose is the knob.
Get out of the way, buddy.
So I'm like, "Fuck this." So, but then like I started to like get angry and like I was gonna like engage. You know what I mean? And then I was like, if somebody walks out right now and I'm screaming at these three girls, I'm like, "This is..." And the cops, you know, I'm like, "There's no way I can win this." I'm out. So I go, Robbie Slowick was waiting for me or something. So I was like, "Oh, shit." He walked out. I'm like, "Hey, let's get the fuck out of here." It's just like, I'm completely removing myself from the situation.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, those things on the street that could escalate into something that you might have to fucking deal with for the rest of your fucking life.
We're talking about fighting 20-year-old and fucking 12-year-old chicks right now. Couple of fucking pussies up in Studio B up here on 17th floor.
But they really ruined my... I didn't ruin my day, but it took me out of my
sting.
Good mood.
Yeah, that'll sting.
You get made fun of by
kids. Oh, yeah. First of all, I think everybody's making fun of me everywhere. If I walk in somewhere, I'm like,
so do I.
I'm like, they're looking at my hairline. That's what they're doing.
I feel like everybody hates me and nobody...
Well, we do. I mean, I send out a newsletter weekly.
A couple of things I saw online that kind of go with the chick touching your face. Did you see that video of, it's a dash cam video of a couple trying to park in like a mall parking lot?
Mm-mm.
They're like, you know, they're
dash cam, watching dash cam videos. What the fuck?
You ever watch those Russian dash cam videos?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That shit's bonkers.
Dude, how many mooses did I have running across the thing?
It's called meese.
Huh?
It's meese when it's plural.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Moose is not, there is no, no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Look, there's a school. Mice. There's a school of meese.
Mice.
No, mice. What? Mouse is mice.
No, the plural for mouse is mice. There's no plural for moose.
Yeah, there is.
There's no meese.
Goose, geese, moose, meese.
No. Sounds like a game you played when you were a
Sounds
kid.
Sounds like a girl you hooked up with.
Moose meese. Who are you taking to the prom? Taking meese. The moose? Yep.
She's from the meese family, right? Moose. What color flowers you put on her antlers?
It's like a bouquet when you win the Kentucky Derby.
You're standing there, you got a helmet on. You're wearing hunting gear in the picture. You got a 12 gauge, the hat with the flat ear flaps on it. Got her in a headlock.
And her tongue sticking out. The glassiness of her eyes. Anyway.
I got some hard feelings, some legit.
Wait, I'm going to tell you the story of this video.
I know.
They're about to make a left.
I'm just saying so I don't forget. I want to get it out there.
They're about to make a left into a parking lot. All of a sudden, some girl comes running up and stands in the spot. And they're like, hey, what are you doing? They're like, we want this spot. Where's your car? It's right there behind you. Or like on the other side. They're like, we were here first.
Wait. Yeah.
The fucking chick wouldn't move. Wouldn't move. She was just standing there. And the guy's like, lady, what are you? And she's like, I don't care. I'm taking the spot. We were here first.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what are you talking about? Then the mom gets out of the car. She stands in there. Now their car is fucking sitting empty. I think the dad was driving. But with the doors open, blocking everybody.
How did it end? Tell you, right now you're just telling me about a traffic jam.
What do you mean? You wouldn't fucking freak out if somebody did that?
Yeah, dude, I had a car in New York for fucking 3 years. That happened all the time. I was getting into it with an older black woman like a couple of weeks ago.
The people in the car backed away and kept looking for another spot.
Dude, I got into it.
Never would I would unless they were teenage girls.
No, but still even then, like, what are you going to go to the mattresses over a fucking parking spot? I mean, if you've been looking for a long time, I've been there. I get it.
You would do that's breaking down the fabric of society.
I get it, man, but at the same time, I'm learning to control my anxiety and my anger.
Hold on.
I'm trying.
In a city, it's a little bit different. If somebody stands in a parking spot and like your buddy's looping the block, that I'll give you. But a parking lot in the fucking suburbs at a nice mall with a Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
Come on.
Listen to this.
Come on.
So I was moving to my current apartment, right? Mm-hmm. So I had my car double parked in my previous apartment.
Okay.
Right? My roommate at the time, Googe, was coming home to help me move. And I knew he was like a few minutes away. There was a spot right out front. I'm double parked. I don't need the spot, right? But I know he's coming home and he's going to have to look for parking. So I go, you know what? He's a couple minutes away. I'm leaving.
So you double park in front of the spot?
No. The spot opens up after I'm already double parked. I'm loading my car.
Okay.
There's a spot like on my side of the street, because I have a two-way street. On my side of the street, you know, two cars back. So I go, fuck it. I'll throw it in reverse, take the spot. So when he comes, boom, give him the permanent spot.
Two car lengths ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bear with me, right?
I'm with you.
So I hop in. I start going, and there's a car, an older gentleman, let's the high 60s, right? Maybe 80. High 60s. So he's...
Tell me you bitched up with an old man.
No. So God, this is suck. This is the time I get to show my flex. So there I am, smashing his fucking face. No. So he's parked going the opposite way, right? But closer to the spot. Like the spot's directly across from him, kind of. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, if he looked out his driver's side window, there's an open spot on the opposite side of the street.
Is it a two-way street?
Two-way street. So he's got to...
Turn around.
Yeah, buddy. It's New York. Whoever gets there first, it's your fucking spot.
Did you get there first?
I get there first. I'm in the spot 3/4 of the way. I'm cutting the wheel back to fucking... I'm a great parallel parker, by the way. Want me to show you on this rolling chair right now?
We're all very impressed.
So I fucking get in. So I'm in, right? And I'm like, I'm done. And he goes, an older guy, and I didn't know what, so he was, now he's turning into me. He's like turning like the 3-point turn. He's coming into me and he's going, that's my spot. And I go, no, it's not. Like, I'm in here. It's clearly
you backed
my
in, right?
I'm in. Yeah, I could take the keys and throw them down the sewer. Like, I ain't going, no, I'm in the fucking spot. So he's like, that's my spot. And now I don't need the spot. I'm trying to do Googe a favor. I don't even want to be in this fucking argument. But now here I am trying to do someone a fucking solid. I'm in a fucking argument. I got to move my car in minutes anyway. In minutes. This guy's old as dirt. You know what I mean? He's got a couple of days left. Who knows when he could go? He got a bad ticker, right?
So what'd he say to you?
So he starts screaming at me. And right, I go, who the fuck are you screaming at? And he goes, that's my spot. I've been driving around in the car for 3 hours. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I don't care. Don't fucking yell at me. I'm like, do not fucking yell at me. And he's going,
oh, tough guy with the old man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This old bag of bones is going to get it.
Some guy in a cafe, you bitch up.
Yeah, well, I got guys in arm's reach. He's under 50. If it's under 50, I'm walking away.
I bet you a lot of those old guys would beat your ass.
No, I would have fucked this dude up. I would have fucked this guy up.
I'm talking about beating up kids. And
meanwhile, anybody my age or 20 years higher, I'm taking a hike.
Okay, my bad. Sorry.
My bad, buddy. Let me give you $20 and forget about this whole thing. So we start fucking going at it. And my thing is like, I go, but I made him feel, I like had to shame him into it. I'm like, why are you, I'm like, why the fuck are you yelling? Why are you yelling at me? And he goes, I'm sorry, I'm just angry. I go, I understand, that's not my problem. I said, I don't even need the spot. I don't need the spot. I said, next time, be polite. And you, I was like, you might get what you're fucking asking for. Beep. And he goes, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I'm like, you fucking, and I was screaming at him. To the point where now, I push it. I could have just checked it and left and been the good guy and give him the fucking thing. But now I'm the guy screaming at the old guy. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody would walk in that moment, I'm screaming at this fucking old bag of bones. He's about to drop.
Sure.
And that's, so I didn't go full fucking screaming. Like, I was screaming, cursing at him and shit like that. I'm like, don't fucking curse at me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And then I'm like, I'm cursing at my grandfather. You know what I mean? Like, what if my grandfather was looking for parking? And there's like, I'd be pissed if some bald-headed schmuck was cursing
if
at my grandfather.
If your grandfather was looking for parking, do you think anybody would show him any mercy or quarter?
No. Quarter?
Quarter. Mercy.
Why'd you say both then?
I don't know. It's just similar. No quarter, no mercy. What are you, fucking Webster's Dictionary?
I don't know, I've never heard that fucking word. What are you asking me for a quarter?
It's a military term.
Ah, oh, there we go. You and fucking...
What's wrong with
World
that?
World War Z over
Get
here.
Get back to the old man, pussy.
Whatever, nothing. So we just fucking... I ended up giving him the spot to make it look like
Jesus
I was the better guy.
Christ.
What?
We should change the name of this podcast to The Two Pussies. Not Hard Feelings, The Two Pussies.
I didn't need the fucking spot. And I wanted to show him, like, yeah, I'll the Lord giveth and the Lord can taketh away. You know what I mean?
Showed him.
Yeah.
You pulled out of there in your 82 Montego.
2005.
Fucking sucker.
Whatever. I got hard feelings, though.
What do you got?
So, there's this place I go for breakfast.
Oh, Jesus. You and the fucking restaurants.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
What place? When have I had problems at restaurants?
Don't bring this pussy shit down to Bear Burger, I'll tell you that. You fucking...
When have I had problems at restaurants?
Every podcast you've had, everything's been a restaurant story.
Name one.
The diner. The
fucking diner. What at the diner?
The guy who chumped you for the spot at the diner. You and Googe
would have
to eat.
The spot at the diner.
Yeah, he took the big table. you pussy.
He didn't get the big table?
Fighting with your girlfriend over meatballs and chicken breasts.
Whatever. I'm losing it.
Go out to breakfast. Why don't you cook a little bit?
It's in the morning when I'm not able to cook.
Why can't you cook in the morning?
If I don't have time, if I'm running late, I make a couple of eggies in the morning after I do tubby time. So there's this deli I go to by work, right? Always go there every morning. I eat there. I've eaten there over 1,000 times, right? And I know. New York City deli, especially in the morning, right?
Hectic. But great.
There's a system. That's why it's hectic, because they're great.
You can't
Everybody,
go in there like a jerk off.
You
got to know what you're doing.
You got to know. You keep an eye on who's ordering, right? So you know when you're on deck, it's fucking, you stick and move.
Yep.
And you got to make sure you get there before the construction worker who's got 400 sandwiches written down on a piece of cardboard.
Sure.
You got to fucking, and a lot of times they let you go, which I appreciate. As a former blue-collar worker, I appreciate that.
If they didn't let you go, you're...
I'm not going to do much. That guy's got a monkey wrench on him.
I'll be late for work.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, two times last week, I walked in, I popped my head in, right? And there's no line. So I'm like, oh, I can grab breakfast. You know what I mean? I'm like, because...
You got to eat breakfast in the office?
No, I eat there. But the whole process, I get...
You eat there?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Seating?
No, I asked where the bathroom is, and I sit on the fucking toilet. Of course there's seating.
Wait, you don't get a, like, you buy it and then sit down?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You go walk to the fucking counter, they write $3.50 on it, they hand you bada bing, bada boom, I go, I get a coffee.
And you sit down in a little chair and woof it down?
Yeah, it's the whole process. They have, like, a dining area.
Sad life.
It's like the Space Cafe. So it is a sad life. But... So I go in, right? And I pop in. I see that there's one person waiting. Okay. So I go, fucking...
At the deli counter or at the checkout?
At the deli counter.
All right.
So different areas.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I order. So I go in. I'm like, first time, I'm like, this is great. So I say, I get three scrambies and two pieces of sausage or bacon, whatever I'm feeling that day.
You're getting plates at delis?
Yeah. What do you get?
A sandwich, like a fucking...
I'm on a no-carb diet, you fat fuck.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're going to die in like 3 weeks.
They hate you already, guys.
No, they don't. Dude, what are you talking? Do you ever saw, but like, so I saw, because it's in Midtown East, so mm-hmm. It's a lot of like rich.
They do a nice breakfast.
You should hear what, I would never have the balls to order what some of these businessmen order.
Oh, egg white this, fucking
I get egg white toots. Can you get a bagel, scoop it out?
With the scoop bagel. Oh, my God.
Who's scooping a bagel?
Dude, people ask me to scoop their buns.
With your wiener.
What the fuck?
I know. It's crazy.
Scoop
the
bagel.
Can I get avocado with a half a... And I'm like, this is, you know...
It's
crazy. But that's... So I'm like Joe Schmo, the blue-collar guy. Yeah. You know
two
what I mean?
Scrambled eggs, sausage.
Three scrambled eggs.
Three scrambled eggs.
Three scrambled eggs, two pieces of sausage on a plate. That's it.
Is this links or patties?
They're patty. I like a nice patty.
Love a nice patty. Be honest with you. Love it nice.
Dude, McDonald's.
Makes,
McDonald's sausage patties?
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I did my thesis in college on McDonald's fucking breakfast. They are.
Yeah, you got your master's in it, too.
Shelf.
It's a time thing, right? Because I got to be in work in 8 minutes or something like that. But I peep. I see what I'm looking at. It can work. I'm good. There's one other person in line. So I get in there, one person in line, they're ordering as I get in. So then it hits me. I order three scrambies, two pieces of sausage on a plate. And they know me at this point. Like, you know, so it's like I've been going there for years.
I got you.
So I hit them with my order. I turn around. There's about nine people behind me.
Okay.
Still in my head, I'm like, I'm good. My order's in. I'm fucking rocking and rolling over here.
Is it on the griddle? Because you don't got shit.
Don't have shit unless it's on the griddle.
Nope.
So,
unless it's cooking, you're looking.
He goes, what are you, Dr. Seuss all of a sudden? Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I'm going to knock you out.
Unless it's cooking, I'm looking.
And not give you any quarter. Go ahead.
So, then he goes to the guy behind me. All right, what are you having? And the guy behind him, what are you having? And the guy behind him, what are you having? I go, there's too many orders.
We're not together, sir.
This ain't good. Kippy's going to get fucked. I got bad luck when it comes to this shit. All right, he takes nine people's orders.
They're good,
nine
though.
Nine more orders. No, Kippy... 12 minutes goes by. I'm the all nine people are gone.
You're kidding.
I'm sitting there and I got my dick in my hand. I gotta be like, "Hey, you got three scrambies back there?" And like they know, and then they start speaking in Spanish because they know
that could never be good.
No, they go. The guy hits me with the, "It's coming right up," and I'm go. I know you don't have it. It's not even on the grill. And I'm like looking through the loaves of bread and stuff.
You're looking over the tuna salad?
Yeah, to try to get eyes on the grill. The grill man's blocking it. He knows what he's doing. He's boxing out. It's a whole thing. So they finally give it to me. So I go, what the fuck, man? I go, all right, I'm done with this place. This has been like an ongoing thing.
You said this?
No. So I take my eggs. I take my eggs. What am I, a jerk off? I take the eggs.
Ramon, thank you again.
Tell the missus I said hello.
You gotta walk away from places.
So I know, but it's so convenient to where I have to be.
You treat you like a jerk off. You want to go in and be a fucking jerk off?
I'm so polite. You step all over me. You know, I'm a pussy. Ask the vegan guy and the old guy. So, couple days later, I pop back in. Nobody, and I go, I'm taking a run at it again. You know, fool me once, shame on you.
You should get your breakfast in the Heights before you get on the train.
There's nowhere to eat it in. We're going to eat in the bodega where everybody's cranking noopies. There's some times where I'm running late and I don't have time to make breakfast. And then by the time I catch the train, get to where I need to be, I'm like, oh, I got 10 minutes. I can grab breakfast now. I can't make the decision to waste 10, 15 minutes in the Heights before I'm close to work. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Thank you very much. You've been traversing the city for fucking 5 years. You know how that works.
I've been what?
Transvestites in the city.
Traversing the city?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's when you quarter somebody a lot.
Yeah, I'll quarter your fucking sausage patty's face. So you pop back in.
Pop back in. This time, well aware of what's happening. So I pop in. There's one. I look in. There's one person. There's one girl there. And I go, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Last time was it happens. It was the outlier.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You tip these guys behind the counter?
Every now and then. To show them what's up. I'm not tipping these guys every day.
But are you tipping at the little tip cup in front of the counter? Or are you tipping at over the deli counter? Here you go. Thanks, man.
It's on the counter. I go, hey, here you go. Thank you. As he's handing me my thing.
It's on the deli counter by the checkout.
Deli counter? What am I, right. A fucking asshole?
The checkout guys, they don't
show
up.
What do you think? I live in Minnesota?
I don't know.
I hit them as he hands me my fucking thing. I go, here
you
go.
Nice.
I grease the
shoe.
And
you're still getting the bitch service?
Right? So.
You fucking Mary.
Well, what do you want from me?
You got to not give them your business.
No more. Oh, well, lunch I'm going because I get from the hot bar. But breakfast, that's it for me.
Hot bar never hurt nobody.
No, I don't need service at the hot bar. That's self-serve, baby.
Ooh.
So,
You are a hot bar guy.
Oh, love a good HB. By the way, that place you took me to yesterday, best hot bar in the city, hands down, the Space Cafe.
They do it nice.
Forget about it.
They do it nice.
That was the cleanest hot bar I've ever seen on a Sunday afternoon, nonetheless.
Top shelf everything.
That thing's got, what's that thing looking like at like noon on a fucking Tuesday? Dude, that thing's probably.
They keep it tight.
Tight. God bless
you. That mac and cheese was fantastic.
Yeah, you had 4 pounds of it.
Go ahead.
$32.
It's no one's business.
So, I pop back in, right? There's like a girl, attractive mamacita, okay. As the guys behind the counter would call her. So
that's what they call you.
Hey, sugar tits. So I go, hey, let me get same thing. Let me get my 3 scrambies, 2 pieces of sausage on a plate. I'm out the door. I'm out of your hair. And I look behind me. No one's coming up behind me. I'm like, this can't go wrong, right?
Right.
So as I get there, she's ordering, right? She's ordering a something with a thing, and it's a complicated thing. And the guy, the grill guy's off the grill. The sandwich guy is now on the grill. The grill guy's, all flirting with
the
girl.
Got the rookie in there?
They're all flirting with the girl. Hey, oh, you know, she likes that doing us out. Hey, this is your girlfriend.
You're not getting shit.
Oh, dude. So he takes her order and then takes my order. And I go, fucking bet. 2 orders. I turn back. No one's there, right? So I'm like, okay, this is great. 2 minutes goes by. 3 minutes goes by.
Do you see the eggs cooking?
I don't.
His
back's to the thing. I can't get a foot. It's not like I'm old.
I would walk around and look.
Around and look?
Yeah.
Who are you, Chef Ramsay, all of a sudden?
What's your problem, mate? If the eggs weren't cooking in that, I would have walked out.
I couldn't tell. Again, the bread stock, the guy's there, it's a thing. But I'm going, there's 2 of us. How do you fuck up 50% of the orders on the ticket? You cannot do it.
They're doing it on purpose. They don't like you.
I get that now. So then I turn around, and he goes, all right, and what do you have? And
what?
I turn around, there's another guy. So now he starts ordering. Now the orders start rolling in. Kippy's got nothing. So then he goes, so he hands her a sandwich. I go, hey, man, now it's like 5 minutes. He's flirting with her, the this and that. I go, hey, man, you got 3 scrambies and...
Again, you're asking?
I'm over here with my dick in my hand. The time's ticking. I got to go. And
what the fuck?
So
you
he
are
goes,
a pussy.
What do you want me to do, beat him up?
I don't... Dude, what?
It's this goddamn city, Henry.
You had to ask twice in the space of a couple weeks?
Oh, yeah, a couple of weeks. Same week.
And you,
a couple of days.
You're the guy that he hates.
I know.
You got those scrambies coming? Where's my do you say scrambies?
No, you fucking jerk
off.
Yeah,
you do.
No, I don't. I'm saying that here for comedic effect.
You're my scrambies.
But
you got two scrambles coming?
Nonetheless, the women at the checkout counter are great. I love them. They're my gals.
You
they
think
know
they are.
No, they're great. They're great.
If you go back there again, you're an asshole.
I agree. So I think I'm done. I'm done for breakfast anyway. Plus, they want fucking $5.50, and the prices are different every day. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, I got a pizza place next to me.
They just fuck you.
That likes to roll the prices around.
Yeah.
Anyway. Assholes. What do I got here?
You got a message. We got some.
I got a nice email here. Okay. Something that'll tie everything in together.
Did they message you directly? By the way, you can do that. You can message us on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or wherever.
Kevin, I have a large fan base through my film and television work. Yeah, people reach out to me. Okay.
Is this somebody you were in a fucking YMCA production with?
Fair enough. All right. So this is it. I'm going to read you the email. Tell me how you think. I think it ties the whole pod in together very nice.
Is it written from a 13-year-old girl who's calling me a pussy? Because if so, bingo.
Walk by this fatso. Basically, he says, whenever anybody asks,
do I have a name?
This is from Paul.
Okay.
In
Clearwater. Thanks, Paul.
Paul in Clearwater, Florida. No, it's actually New Jersey. Paul from New Jersey. So Paul from New Jersey says, basically, whenever anybody asks me lately if I know of any shows, restaurants, or movies, but I'm not annoyed that they're asking, okay? What he gets annoyed about is that he gets the feeling...
Hold on, I'm confused. Where are they asking him this? In New York?
He's saying like something that annoys him.
Okay,
like,
I'm just trying to get context. Is this guy like selling tickets or something? What's happening?
No,
ask recommendations for something.
He's a normal guy, yeah.
Gotcha.
He's a normal guy living living out there in the world. Family, whole nine yards.
Okay.
Says, whenever anybody asks me lately if I know any new shows, restaurants, movies, or whatever, okay, it drives him crazy. He's like, he's not annoyed that they're asking, but what annoys him, and I'm guilty of this too, he gets the feeling that all they're really doing is waiting for me to get done so that they can say what they're excited about.
Oh, 100%. That's it.
Like when some asshole comes up to you like, have you been watching, or you know, someone's like, you watching any good new shows? Oh, yeah, I'm watching
Kitchen
Hunter.
Nightmares. Yeah, no yeah. way.
Well,
you
know what's great? You gotta watch Black Mirror.
That's at an all-time...
We're at the pinnacle of that.
At the pinnacle of that, because there's so much content that not everybody sees.
Yeah.
There's so much out there and a lot of it's great. There's a lot of great stuff. So people are like, oh, this is awesome. I love it.
People are just becoming worse and worse by the minute.
I don't think so, but
100%. So he says they're waiting to tell what they're excited about, and of course he gets angry at himself. This is good crazy because okay. I do
oh
this too.
Strap in, I love a good crazy.
I do this too.
It's what we're all about.
The thing that he gets most mad at is he gets mad at himself for engaging in that, falling into that trap.
After like 2 seconds, you're like, "What the fuck did I do?"
Yeah, this is a little bit of a side thing, but like when somebody like when I see it's like somebody that I don't really know, whatever. You ever like try to make small talk with somebody and instantly regret it?
Oh my God, 99% of the time I make small talk.
Oh my God, you're just like, why the fuck did I ask this jerk off this? He just lost, like launched.
I find myself asking, commenting about the weather in elevators.
Oh my God.
Hey, how you doing? Happy it's sun. Well, what the fuck am I doing? Dude, I'm everything I hate.
I love this. He gets mad at himself. You know, and he says there's like two people in the world. He's like, there's two people in the world that I would actually want an opinion from in these areas.
Sure.
So why do I fucking really think that they care about my opinion?
They don't. They don't.
They don't.
No. It's just, hey, I can't. Oh, wait. And then they find, and I'm guilty of it as well. And they find, oh, that's a lot like so-and-so. And I'm like, what the fuck? Asshole, they don't give a fuck.
A lot of times I feel like I'm just waiting for my turn to talk.
What?
Like, I'm not really listening to people, and
I yell at you every single phone. You're my podcasting partner. You got your finger in your belly button. You're looking on your phone. You're looking out the window, and it's like, you know, you're the worst.
I know it sucks. How do you not think that we're not becoming fucking terrible people?
I don't know, man, because I wasn't around 80 years ago. Maybe you were, and you know what the people were like.
Back in my day,
I can only judge it to what I know, and I don't think this technology making people worse? No, I think it's just exposing the flaws.
You don't. I think people suck more and more these days than they ever did.
How do you know that? Because what are you gauging that on?
My interactions with people.
From
shit
when?
Like that. Fucking kids yelling at me, calling me fatso.
Let's lose a couple of LBs. At least an ounce or two.
I think people are more full of themselves these days. Everything's about them.
No, you just know it's there. That's all.
No, everything's about them. People fucking Facebook and live. Dude, you know what drives me crazy on Facebook? Have you seen those pearl parties?
Pearl diving?
No.
You know what that is?
No.
You know what pearl diving is?
Going in somebody's butt?
It can be, I guess. No, it's when your semen ends up in the tub and it floats like pearls, and then you go diving for it.
You dive into the tub?
I don't know. I never really thought it out.
Where'd you get this, a Mad Magazine? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You fucking loser.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
You have frosted tips right now. You're calling me a loser. Everything you say is irrelevant.
Anyway.
You smell like Gouda.
I love Gouda. Pearl parties are women. It's like fucking Avon for these days. They sell shucks of oysters, and they do the oysters right there, and they all have pearls in them. But these chicks, it's like Midwestern. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah, Midwestern chicks. What I mean is, why is that bothering you?
Because it bothers me that this is where the culture's going. It's ridiculous.
Right, write your fucking senator. What do you want from me?
Hey, I got hard feelings.
Yeah. Okay.
What? You got something to say? Because we can do this right here. Carmine Spaghetti has entered the room, just so everybody knows. And we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we got to go.
Anyway.
Guys, thank you so much for the email. We appreciate it. Paul,
absolutely,
out there in
Paul.
Clearwater, or wherever you were from. Guys, email us. You can message us directly on Instagram, social media, anything. Airing your grievances, I guess you would call it.
Stay losing it, folks.
Do you just sit around all day trying to think of cheesy fucking tags?
Grudge of the week.
The grudge of the week. Also, we got some, I got some merch coming. We got some hoodies.
Hoodies?
Hoodies!
Hard Feelings hoodies?
Some HFHs.
You're kidding.
Hard Feeling hoodies.
Sweet. Double XL?
Ooh.
Really? We got Hard Feelings hoodies coming?
Yeah.
With the
I got a guy trying to push merch on me. That's what's happening. Gives you a couple of samples. You wet your beak. You get addicted to
Try
it.
Try to get a triple X for me.
You just got fatter in the past in the past 20 seconds?
I like it to be loose, and I need a new sweatshirt because I've been wearing my Tokyo 76 one too much. I could use a nice hoodie. I think that's going to be my look now, is sweatshirts. I'm going to wear sweatshirts.
It's about to be August. What are you talking about?
I'll suck it up.
Are you going to be wearing, you're going to be the fat, no.
I don't know what to do this summer. This is the fattest I've ever been. I don't know what I'm going to
do. One word, Kevlar.
Moo, moo. Guys, we'll see you next week. Kevin Ryan, we're
hold on. Don't forget to review on iTunes, rate and review, leave a 5-star review, then a couple of words. Hey, love the show, blah, blah, blah.
Just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That way you don't got to fucking worry about looking for it everywhere.
Also, we're on Stitcher now. Everybody was hitting us up. We are on Stitcher. No worries. It's on there. Hard Feelings Podcast on Stitcher. Check it out. We're on there. All that good shit. KevinRyanComedy.com.
TheHardFeelingsPod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Right? We got the merch coming. We got, we're going to be on the road in Albany. At the end of
April 27th, I believe.
Very nice. Very nice. I'll be at New York Comedy Club this weekend. The 7 to 9 in the midnight show on Saturday. And I believe the 9 on Friday. And that's it.
All right.
We love you.
See you guys.
Bye. Every night and day.